Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Samach Hei, and we were up to Mativ Rav Avya. So we've been dealing with the issue, which was really a machloket, about to what extent we enable Zechiyah for a katan when Da'at Acheret Makne, whether there's such a thing as being able to utilize a katan to be mizake for Acherim. So we said, if there's Da'at Acheret Makne, we gave different levels of his awareness, because besides the question of the dot to be Kena or to be Magna or somebody else's dot, there's also needs to be a concept of possession and a concept of variable ownership. So we had two tests. One was for simple possession. Does he distinguish things that are valuable to him as opposed to things that don't have any value? And the other was a test of his concept of the idea of ownership. So there, if you give him something, you ask him to hold on to it for you, come back later and he returns it to you, that shows that there is, and you really show this is clean though, right? That shows that he's capable of that sense of a theory of mind, that there is a different individual who has his own concept of ownership, which is much more sophisticated. And therefore, we found that there was a machloket in that case whether you can use the katan to be mezakeh l'acher. Yesterday, our question was, what do we do about the fact that we know that there is a zikui ayidei acherim for shituf mevaot that nobody disagrees with? And the teretz that we offered was that since that was a takana d'rabbanan and it was sort of hanging in the air because it didn't have an ikar min ha-Torah, that they provided in that case a siman that the katan can be zocha. Today we take it a step further, in which Mativ Rav Avya on the fourth line, ma'arimin ama'aser sheni. You can play a little bit of a trick when it comes to ma'aser sheni to get out of the additional 25%, which is a chomesh of the total, that an owner typically would have to use if he's going to be poda. So what do you do? Omer Adam livno uvito ha-gidolim ula'avdo l'shifrato ha-ivrim. Here's some cash. Now you use this cash, and you can be poda. I'd appreciate if you'd be poda my Maaser Sheni. So now they are poda the Maaser Sheni, which is not theirs, and therefore does not require the additional 25%. And then they generally can trust them that they will go ahead and they'll give it to him. Now, when we're talking about a shifcha, how are we referring to a shifcha? She a gedola or a katana? Well, a chidami. If she's already a gedola and has reached puberty, so you not yet, if she was already maybe shtei sarod, my boy gabe, what's she doing there, as we said yesterday? Elala, the lomatya based sarod. So what are we talking about? She is a katana. And you see that katana is capable, nonetheless, of using her own money, so to speak, to be mizaka, the other person, with Maaser Sheni, and that would require zechiyah. Now, the truth is that this is an extremely, extremely confusing question, and the whole thing really doesn't make sense, at least not on the surface, because there's a different issue over here. We need to establish how it's possible for a katan to be able to deal with maasros anyway. Because we say en truma tan truma, and en maasro en tehem maaser. So what good is their acting out as if they're being poted a maaser? They don't have the koach to be poted a maaser. So for that, Tosra says, okay, so what we'll be talking over here, according to the Madiyamar, who holds that once a child is of the age of Nidorim, and the age of Nidorim is 1 year prior to the age of puberty, so then the same way that they can make a neder, the dinim of the matanot are dinim of Nidorim, essentially. The same way you could be shol on a neder, you could be shol on your truma. Well, I made a mistake. I didn't want to give that for truma. I want to give truma for something else. So if that's the case, it's talking about onat nedarim, and therefore the truma would be truma. That's not such a problem. But the question over here is a deeper question. We only entertain the notion of the ability to be mezake la'acherim when there was a da'at acheret that was doing that zikui. Right? A normal godol comes over to a kotel and says, take this for so-and-so. In the same way that we need that person's da'at ha-makneh to be able to allow the kotel to be kona even for himself. The only question was whether we could use that guy's da'at to be makneh, the maisa of kinyan, through the kotel for someone else, but we still certainly need his da'at. So even if you're answering how we can take off maisa, where's the da'at acheret makneh over here? It shouldn't make sense no matter what we're saying. So Tosis has a rather convoluted way out of this. And his convoluted way out of this, which is amazing that the Gemara takes for granted that we're supposed to understand that that is the question. So he says the pshat is like this. If you hold like Rav Chisda, like we said yesterday in Shmuel, that you can never use a cotton to be mezakeh b'acher, so then the fact that he can be Zoche in his own meiser, chilul meiser, taking off truma and so on, would not explain why he would be able to use that koch of muflas samuch leish, which is onat nedarim, to be able to be mezakel acherim. But if he would be able to, theoretically, if somebody else's dot were to give him for a third party, then it would make sense that since he, Midioraita, has rights in terms of Nedarim, so vis-a-vis the halachas of Truma, he is the equivalent of a Da'at Acherim Makna. If he would also be capable utilizing a Da'at Acherim Makna to be able to give to somebody else, then when it came to Trumas and Maisers, he could use his own Da'at of Muflas Sabach Leish to give to somebody else. But if you hold that he can never be used to give to somebody else, what good would it do that the Torah gives him rights to take off Trumas and Maisers? How does that right reflect on his ability to do it for someone else? That's the point. In which case, the Gemara is taking for granted that his status as a achiever of a particular chalos when it comes to Trumas and Maisers is the equivalent of Da'at Acheret Makneh. So all that's left, whether Da'at Acheret Makneh is usable to have him be Zocha for someone else or not, we take that for granted. And therefore, says Rav Avya, if we have over here a Shivcha who is clearly a Katana, so then how do you explain the fact, if you hold, like Rav Chisda, that she could be mezake him with his miser? This isn't her miser. So how do you explain that? Answers the Gemara that we're talking about ma'aser bizman hazeh, which is the Rabbana. So now here we're upping the ante an awful lot, because it's all very nice to say yesterday that kol tikkun de Rabbana came to Raita tikkun has only been built at Itla Ikr min HaTorah. And certainly, pidyon of maisers itlei ikar min ha'Torah. We're now no longer to ask the question that we asked yesterday. Apparently, right? We can't say the simple distinction that we said yesterday. So you understand why it is that we're asking this question, even though we gave this teretz yesterday. There's a difference between the takona of shituf mavaot and the takona of Maiser Derabonan. Maiser Derabonan has to follow the guidelines of Maiser D'Oraisa. And nonetheless, we're saying that since it's Maiser B'Zman HaZem Derabonan, we're going to allow Zechia for others. That's not so partial. So clearly we have upped the ante above and beyond what we did yesterday. And well, wait a minute, hold on a second. What do you mean Maiser B'Zman HaZem Derabonan? If it's Maiser B'Zman HaZem, then there's no such thing as an Amei Ivriya. We don't have a din of Amma Ivriya. You need Yovel to have a din of Amma Ivriya. So asks the Gemara, if it's Maaser Bizman HaZeh, or Amma Ivriya Bizman HaZeh Miika, V'atanya Ein Eved Ivri Noheg, El Bizman Shai Yovel Noheg, because the whole parish in the Torah is relating it to the din of Yovel. Okay, fine. But don't take me so literally. I mean, Maaser Bizman HaZeh doesn't have to mean, I'm saying it's Maaser Derabanan, so it's not Bizman HaZeh. It means Maaser on fruit, that on things that were grown in an Atzitsha in an Akuv. So if there's no hole at the bottom of the pot, it's not considered to be Mechuber to the Yoret. There it's only Chayav in Maaser Midrabanan. Omar Rava, let's put all the halachas together, okay? We had the different stages of the katan yesterday. Now, we spoke about the relationship in the Mishnah to a katana, whether she be mekabelet gita, is she yodat vishmoret gita, and so on and so forth. There's an awful lot of loose things running around over here. Let me put them together for you, okay? I'm saying that there are three levels in the maturity that allows us to define different types of kinyanim for katan, and we will see that those have a parallel din in a kitana vis-a-vis halachas of gittin and kedushin. Okay, so it goes like this. Like we said yesterday, level number one is extremely young, where the child can distinguish between a tsror v'zorko and in a goz v'notlo. Okay, so we said, first stage was that with da'at acheret makneh, such a katan is capable of saying zoche la'atzmo, not to be misunderstood as zoche la'atzmo, that he can go ahead and pick up a metziah, for instance, in the street. He can do that, but as we saw earlier in the Mishnah, that's a separate takana because of darkei shalom, not to steal lollipops from babies, but it has nothing to do with ownership. Okay, so that's stage number one. He cannot, however, be mezakel acherim. Now, kenegam b'ketana, the parallel stage when it comes to a ketana, is that if she has that level of maturity, then if her father is no longer alive, she can be mitkadeshet at least vis-a-vis miyun. So we know the rabbanon were metakein, a level of kedushin for ketanot, in order to avoid their becoming the prey if anybody wants to prey on them. And therefore, the mother can accept Kedushin, brother can accept Kedushin, she can accept Kedushin, all of it, of course, the Rabbanan. And if she changes her mind and she says, I don't like this guy, that's all she has to say. I don't like this guy, that's miyun. And then she walks out.
Without a get.
Without a get. That's called miyun.
She's totally an orphan with no brother or no mother.
She can be mekabelet on her own. Happy utot. Now, the toddler stage, and we saw toddler doesn't really mean toddler because it was going, we said 3 mandi amrim before, 6 or 7, 8, maybe it's 7 or 8, 9 or 10, right? So we said it depends on the society and the rapidity of the development and obviously the precocious children and so on, but we start from the age of 6. So over there, we were worried about how is a kid going to make a lemonade stage for God's sake, right? I mean, kids have got to make a living somehow. You know,
it's not China.
You got to make a decent living. So okay, so we said that on that level, the Rabbanan gave them kinyanim from mekach and mimkar. So mikran mekach, mimkran mimkar, but obviously only in metaltalin, because the idea was kidei chayav. We don't want them getting into trouble with real estate and maybe selling things that they don't have the das to understand they shouldn't be selling. Kenegdan biktana, now the din over there in the equivalent stage, is that this would be a kitana who is yoda'at lishmoret gita. And we said that in that case she is mikabela to get, even though it was kidushea via, and she was mikudeshet the oraita, she's able to get a get, which is given to her anyway, baal korchas, it doesn't require da'ata. But it does require that she's yoda'at lishmoret gita, since she has to understand what she's doing. That would be the same stage of Mikhan Mekach for Purutot. Now, the next stage would be Higiela Onat Nidarim. Now, Higiela Onat Nidarim is a year prior to puberty. So over there, Nidre Hem Neder, Hegdeshan Hegdesh was said. Okay, Trumatan Truma, and so on. So anything that has to do with the power of a verbal commitment to something, like a Neder or Hegdesh or Matanot of Truma, that is all hal. And what is the equivalent stage? What is the equivalent stage of a ketana? Kenegdan biketana, if her husband died, then, and even when she was married, midioraita, she can be choletzet. How is that possible? If it means literally that she's only yigielo not nedarim, that means she's 11 years old. So, there's two possible ways of learning this. Tosis brings, which he says, difficult to support in the Lashon, that what it means is the male Zigiel Onat Nedarim would be a full gadlut for a woman. because the male would then be 12 years old, the year before puberty. And at 12, then the stage in a female would be that she can do anything. Very difficult to believe that we don't mean the equivalent stage in a female a year before puberty. So therefore, Rashi learns that what we're talking about over here is during the year before puberty. Now, this is a major machlokas that we had before in Yevamot and so on. The year before puberty, whether simonim tochazman or kila acherzman or not. So if normally what we say is that signs of puberty, pubic hairs, are not hairs. They don't have a din of, they have a din of moles, whatever. I mean, you know, bodies grow hair for other reasons than sexual development. So well, we assume that if child is not of age, then also their pubic hairs are not signs of puberty. They're just coming from something else. It's called shum. So Rashi apparently is assuming that the Gemara is going only according to the Man Yomar, who holds that tochazman is kila acherzman, which is problematic because Rava Paskin's affair is not like that, and this is Rava, as Tosis points out. So this is maybe the correct year is Rava, or maybe Rava is presenting Ravasi's din over here for some reason, but that's why he's looking for an alternative. And then we have a fourth stage, which is not a parallel stage. I just want to make it clear that a Yoresh, there is a takana that a Yoresh, because of the fact that Yorshin don't take seriously, they didn't put in any work to the property that they're inheriting, and therefore they don't take seriously their responsibilities towards that property. And until they're 20 years old, we will not allow and validate the sale of an 18-year-old of property that he inherited from his father because we're trying to protect him. So by the time he's 20, he may have the brains to realize that it's not such a good idea to grab and run. So because of this, we made a takana, but that's not part of the Sholosh Midot Pekatan, obviously, because it's not a katan. It looks like it's going to be Richie's last opportunity before taking off to... No, it looks like... Now the... If it's Wednesday, no. If it's Thursday, then it's Sweden.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
What country is next? What country?
Sweden.
Okay, off you go, Volga.
Find out.
The exercise.
Look, a Halakha
It was really good, but the question is, why is it a Halakha Mishnah? Usually we say their Halakha Mishnah, a holy Mishnah says. I mean, it could be anywhere. Somebody listening to this could think that we switched to Erev, and I think you better do it again. Kitana. Kitana, thank you. Kitana Sha'amra. So we've been talking about issues of shlichut and issues of age in terms of kinyanim and creating shlichut. Let's put the two together. A kitana who pointed somebody as a shliach for kabbalat haget. So she says itkabeli giti. That is useless because at the most he could become a shliach holacha for the baal, and therefore eno get achiagia get liyada. The only way it would be a get is when she actually gets the get, because she cannot create shlichut. And because of that, lefichach, as long as the husband wants to change his mind before she gets it, he can. So im ratza ba'al lachzor, yachzor, she'in katan osa shliach.
Katan doesn't need a get. Doesn't need a get, she's just
going
to say.
No, goodbye. That's only if she wasn't married midiraita. Ah. But if her husband, if her father accepted a kedusha, it's midiraita.
So what she said actually means absolutely nothing, and the shliach?
The shliach would have to be a shliach laholacha, or the baal delivered it. In other words, but whatever the case is, it would only be a get when she has the get. There's no shortcut for her receiving the get. The imamar lo avia, however, if the same father here, who had been Makabla Kedushin, says to a Shliach, Sevi Yitkabel Biti Gita, so that's a perfectly good Shliach Kabbalah. We actually use this Mishnah to distinguish between when we were asking whether a male can be a Shliach LeKabbalah and a female can be a Shliach LeHolacha. We use this Mishnah to explain why it would be that a male can be a Shliach LeKabbalah, because in fact, you can create a Shliach for Kabbalah in a rare case where it's a father who's being a Kabbalah get for a Ketan. So therefore, it's a perfectly good Shliach Kabbalah. Nimratzol achzor lo yachzor. Now, the question is, the ancillary mentionings of things that are part of the appointment of the Shliach, are they definitive or are they just sort of additional information? For instance, a guy says to a Shliach, give this get to my wife in Kansas City, the Makom Ploni. And he gives the get in St. Louis. So there, we assume that when he said Kansas City, he meant Kansas City. And therefore, the person gave the get without being empowered as a shliach to give the get, and it's possible. But suppose he said, give a get to my wife, she's in Kansas City. So then, harei b'makom ploni, and he meets her in St. Louis and gives her the get in St. Louis. So sorry about that. We were so upset that you left your Gemara. You know how to get it to you. So in that case, caution. Because there we understand that he's only Mara Makomula. He's only trying to let the Shliach know, listen, I want to give you information. You know where she is. You know, you'll find her in Kansas City. Okay, fine. You didn't find her. Find her in Kansas City. I don't care where you find her. I'm only trying to make things easier. Now, what a woman says, get me my get in Kansas City. And he finds the husband in St. Louis, and he takes the get from him there. So then, it's possible the same way it would be for the Risha. But Rabbi Elazar says, no. Actually, in this case, it's kosher. Anyway, and the Gemara will ask what the difference is between the Risha and the Seifa. On the other hand, if she says, bring the get to me from such and such a location, then clearly what we're talking about is the Mara Makom. Now the question is, why is Rabbi Elazar only arguing in the case where a woman says, why is a woman saying Kansas City not meant to mean only Kansas City, according to Rabbi Elazar, but when a man says Kansas City, he means only Kansas City? Where does that come from? So for Rabbi Elazar, Maishna Reisha de Lo Polig, Maishna Sefer de Polig, so why did he not disagree about Mara Mokamulah by a male, the husband, but he says, nah, the woman doesn't mean it. Why is that? Well, it's very obvious, isn't it? Look, he is the one who is defining the rules over here because the get in his hands. And therefore, it's very likely that since he is the boss, he means to tell you what he wants. I mean, she can't say anything about, I mean, suppose the guy says, yeah, well, I don't want to give you a get in Kansas City. Okay, so see you later in court. And what's she going to do about it? So because of that, it's unlikely that she's starting to set down conditions of where she wants to get. And because of that, she's not makbid. So in that case, mara makumula, lilo. We have to assume that even though she said in Kansas City, she means, you know, my husband is in Kansas City, get the get from him. That's all she means. And if, in fact, the shliach is makabel to get in St. Louis, that's perfectly okay.
What if he's a couple in Kansas City, but not the same one?
The other side in Texas.
Two Kansas City.
Is Arkansas Kansas City.
No, there's Kansas City.
Kansas City. Nitya Shev Bidavar. Don't send me any news. Now, being as this is a continuation of the previous mission, we'll let you off the hook.
Actually, the other one was good for two.
That's true. Aveli Giti. Now, how about if she says, bring me a get? Now, just bring me a get that she did not make him a shliach for Kabbalah. So then, if she was married to Kohen, she's a ochelet b'teruma achi agia get liadah. She's got no problems. The get will only be chal when it arrives. So she continues to eat truma until it arrives. But how about if she says, hitkabeli giti? Now, what if he meets the kohen the moment he walks out of the door? He meets her husband who happens to be walking by, you know. She cannot know at this point when he was mekabel again, and therefore asura lechol betruma miyad. But how about if she says, hitkabeli giti b'mokom ploni, be mekabel my get in Kansas City, then ochelet betruma achi yagia get loto makom. Then the chalos of the kibbul of the, this is very strange, until the get gets to Kansas City, or until it's delivered in Kansas City. What it seems to be saying here is that if he accepted the get at the moment that he walked out of the house and bumped into her husband, the kohen, the get is not chal yet because he was only empowered to act as Shriach Kabbalah when he reaches Kansas City. But the fact that he accepted the get outside of Kansas City is not a problem, which contradicts the das of the Chachomim in the previous Mishnah, where they said he's being makpid, and she can be makpid as well. And indeed, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar indeed goes to Shitato. So Rabbi Elazar, Oser Miyad. Since, according to Rabbi Elazar, saying the words Kansas City is only Mara Makom, so though she said it, the get would be chal the moment that he bumped into her husband. And this is perfectly obvious, according to Rabbi Elazar, because we ignore the mentioning of Kansas City, he said. So then she'd have to worry, just like she did in the Reisha, that he got the get a minute later. Now, I don't understand what you're saying. The Gita Miyahave? You're saying when the get reaches Kansas City, then it's a good get? But you said before that where you specify, you mean take the get only there. So how could it become a get just because it reaches there? That wasn't the stipulation at all. But you said Beresha, Amar Beresha, Lo Avi Gita. So there was no such thing. I'll tell you what the case must be. Obviously, this is adding new information. So she must have said, according to the Tanakhama, she must have said, be mekabel the get in bata mechasid. Now, I would have thought that that meant, of course, be mekabel the get. Look, I don't want people not to know about that. I want there to be a ma'amad of giving the get in bata mechasid. And I don't want it anywhere else. I have friends elsewhere. Or I bedafka want it to be known in the place where I have friends. Whatever. I don't care what her motive is. But if she added the words, you may find my husband in the town of Bovel, Vizimdim de Meshkachat Le Bovel. So then she's clearly saying, look, I don't really care when it is that you find him, where it is that you find him. Get that, get out of him. And then be Mekabel to get him out of Mechasi. So in other words, the stipulation of being Mekabel Matamachasya is only in terms of the chalos of the get. So that's basically what she's saying. I want to know that I remain married to you. Maybe she's worried about Truma. I don't know. Again, I don't know what her motivation is. Maybe aliens are chasing her. But the point is, I want you to be my Shliach LeKabbalah in Matamachasya. Where are you going to get this get? I don't care where you get the get. You know, by the way, I can tell you where he hangs out generally. You'll find him in the bar down the street. But that doesn't mean you can be mekabel to get in the bar. It means you can take it from him. And then when you get to Mata Makasya, you can be the Shliach LeKabbalah. What's the problem with you?
How could she define when he's going to be mekabel if it comes into his hands? Either he's mekabelah or he has two shlichuyot, which he's not allowed to. Like, at what point if the Baal is not the one who's giving it to her?
I believe that you got a haircut that took off too much. And because of that, you know what Cat Stevens says. I feel a powder coming through my hair. So you're not thinking clearly. That's the problem. We'll wait a little while for things to grow back and start tingling.
Back in 30 days.
Now we need
when you appoint a Shliach Kabbalah, there's always going to be the fact that he can also take the get from the Baal.
That's
company.
Okay. It does not necessarily imply that the Kabbalah for her is at that moment. So whenever the get comes into his rishus, al menat, that it should be letzorah gerishim at
that
to the time.
Himself, right?
No, he doesn't have to. No, he's a good boy. His question is like this: is the act of the netina not have to be equivalent to the moment of the Kabbalah? Or can you give a netina with the understanding that the chalot will be later? And the answer is yes, you can. It's possible to do an act of netina. I take it back about the hair. It's going okay. It's good. So the act of a netina, which we find you could give kedushin, let's say. I give you kedushin today, right? But I only want the kedushin to be chal in 30 days. So I can do that too. The chalos, which is the state that's achieved by the netina, can be offset from the actual act of the netina. So memela, the acceptance of the get in terms of its chalos, as opposed to simply bringing me a get, that could take place in Kansas City.
In other words, if he were the one to get it directly from him, he would decide I'm only accepting this get.
Ha'isha meviya et gita.
So then
the problem, the Gemara was perfectly happy to accept that she could bring her own get, and it should only be chal in this place, but then why would she have to say b'fanai nechta? That was the only problem. Uh-huh. And that's why we have to say she's a shliach to deliver it to Bezit, and then she has to say b'fanai nechta. We didn't have any problem with the etzem yesod, that she can take a get from him, and it'll be chal later on.
So she could even say, like, I'm only chal this 5 years from now, or whatever.
No,
oh,
she can't.
No, she, what do you mean? She can't, but in this case, the shliach is unempowered.
Right.
So it would only be a halacha until the moment that he's empowered. It's not because she could define when it'll be chal.
Oh,
she's only defining the shlichut.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and if he takes a slow boat to Kansas City,
take a long time.
She continues...
On the Mississippi. All right, so it's a tributary in a way. So Hakikama. So basically what she would be saying then was, Mishkal, you can take the get. I don't care when you take the get. Call Echad HaMashkachat L'Shakli. I mean, get it from him in the bar down the street as far as I'm concerned. But Gita Lohavi, I don't want it to be Gaget until it reaches Mata Mechasya. Fine. Yeah. So now the extension of our temporarily shorn Moshe is Tosis' Kasha of why is this not the equivalent of Tzli Get Me'algabe Karka? Because this guy's hand is like the karka at this point.
Mm.
Right? In other words, if he puts the get down in front of her, he says, okay, now pick it up. So this should be the equivalent. He's putting it down in front of her, right?
Well,
so obviously, it would have to be talking about that he is a shliach l'holacha. She makes him a shliach l'holacha also, right? You be a shliach l'holacha. Until you get to Kansas City.
But isn't that irrelevant anyways? Because the Baal is the one, if the Baal doesn't want him to be a shliach l'holacha, then he's nothing anyways. We don't, like, why does it matter what kind of shliach he means?
All right. All of these issues are taken up by the Tosfos, including our entire discussion. It's all taken up by the Tosfos, so you can look through the Tosfos. He talks about the decision, whether it's the equivalent of it should be a get in 30 days and so on and so forth, all the things that we mentioned. Rabbi Elazar, Oser Mia. Now, isn't it's obvious? If Rabbi Elazar said in the previous Mishnah that when a woman says something, it's only being Mara Makomula, so then why do I need to talk that out? We know that she didn't mean Kansas City. No. The question is whether you can rely on the fact that he did not bump into the husband when he walked out of the house. That's the question. Another, she said to him, go east, you know, because he's in the east. The guy goes west. So now, can we rely on the fact, okay, well, if he went west, he's not going to meet the ball. Because that's the whole point. She was trying to tell him where to go. And therefore, she should be able to eat truma. Oh, God, what an idiot he was. Where'd you see him? Oh, man, he's never going to meet my husband. Well, Maisie met her husband right outside the door. Right? But you might think, since she is saying, I know where my husband is, she should be allowed to eat truma. So, Barav Halete, the guy's not there. Kamash Balon, you never know. Dilma Badi Tekasa, make his guys pay the yoiv like it. Okay. Suppose, in an equivalent case, Omer Leshlucho, Arevli Bitimorim, V'Irevlo Bigrogrot, or Bigrogrot V'Irevlo Timorim. So now the question is, somebody wants a shliach to make, this is, Richie does this all the time, except I think he uses grape juice usually, right? Out in Finland.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a shliach, you got to make a shliach to extend your, an erev to extend your tchum. Okay. So he says to a guy, do me a favor, take some dates and put them down over there near the end of the tchum to be an erev for me. And the guy, instead of taking dates, he takes figs or vice versa. So there's two brayot which seems to contradict each other. So, I mean, is it really a machlokas or what? Oh, my rabbi, no, of course not. It's basically this Mishnah, right? It's not the question of grape, the fruit. The question is whether people mean what they say in terms of a hakpada, or whether we can assume that they're just trying to be helpful. So, lo kasha harabanan, or Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbanan say, look, everything, it's meant exactly what it is. She said, Kansas City, she means Kansas City. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, look, I mean, at something like this, it's the equivalent of her telling him Kansas City, which is only Mara Makomulo. It's the same thing over here. Why should we think there's a Kapeda? And it's just, he's trying to be helpful. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Hova Rabbanan. It's simply two different cases. Kan b'shalo, kan b'shal chaveiro. In a case where a person was given rights, someone said, "Yeah, take care of my Erev for me." You know, so this guy does the Erev for all the people that are around. Everybody who's making an Erev Tchumim needs to have his own separate food. It's like an Erev Chatzeres or Sheet of Muvaot. You got to take out the Erev for each individual. So some people, it has to be the equivalent of a Shtei Seudot. So, okay, some people may want Seudot of Tamarim. Some people may want a Seudot equivalent of grape juice. But the point is that since someone else gave you Rishus, use my dates, if the shliach goes to take something else, there would vadai be kepeda. If you tell somebody use my dates, there's not kepeda. So, omale abaye, velahoda tanya, omale shlucha revli bimigdal, virevlo bishovach, or bishovach virevlo bimigdal, where we have exactly the same situation. One brayta says a ruvo a ruv, and the other brayta says any ruvo a ruv. What does that have to do with ownership? So the question is, an Erev has to be in a particular place, right? And that place is the Makom Shvita, wherever you put the Erev, and then your new 2,000 Amot begin from that place. Now, suppose you have a Shovach, which is a Dovkot, next to an old cabinet. Now, he says, put it in the cabinet. The guy puts it instead into the bird cage, or vice versa. So it's one brayta says it's hakpada, the other one says it's not hakpada. Now, Rabbi Yosef is trying to claim it's not a machlokas, not dependent, and he's trying to say the circumstances are different. What the heck are the different circumstances about the birdcage or something? I mean, that can't be shalom v'shachaviro. He's pointing to where to put it. He's not pointing what to use for it at all. No, why not? It could be talking about not literally that. It could mean he said refrigerator, which is the migdal. Get something from the fridge. And the guy went and took something from the birds so that he made him a little su'udah of some pigeons, you know. So one is peri to migdal, one is peri to shofar, and it would be the same thing. If it was so-and-so's peirot, he only has the rights either to the fridge or the other, whatever the case was. Now we have the opportunity to hear the original presidential
Dr. Heidegger Mishnah.
It did not sound very presidential. It sounded more Obama-like.
Dr. Heidegger Mishnah.
Wait, wait, wait. All right. You're going to have to do it again if you go back.
This guy who is said to give him your dates, and he wrote to a road. If he disagrees with whatever they wrote, you'll be in trouble.
Well, it's not a question of ex post facto disagreement. It's a question of whether it was good or not. He can't. So, no, he doesn't say, no, you gave him the wrong Erev. He says, what the heck? You know, I'm so happy you made an Erev. But it's still not a kosher Erev.
Because the Shlichus?
Because the Shlichus wasn't a proper Shlichus.
But the Erev is an Erev?
No, it wouldn't be an Erev. Because he didn't. The shliach didn't have the right to do it, and the shliach needs to be properly created.
What's he going
to
do?
No, he's going to those same aliens that chase him all the time. Okay, sometimes they can be nice, and you say, "Look, how about no spaceship, no tearing me to pieces today? Fat me up first." So they give him the whole Shabbos. Thank heavens. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to be chased by them. You never know. Okay? So, you want to start again, or should we use your old one?
To get your son.
He was Nityachedima before giving the get. Omer kitvu get utnu leishti. All right. The lesson now is what interests us. Somebody appoints someone to write a get and give it to his wife. Or he says, Gershua. Be Megarish, my wife. Or he says, Kitvui Geret. Now, a get is called a Negeret. As a matter of fact, that's the Loshen that we use in the get. Sefer Teruchin and Igeret Shivukin is the language of the get. So in all of these cases, if you say, write her an Igeret and give it to her, you know? So then in these cases, they are empowered both for the Ketiva of the get and the Netina of the get. On the other hand, if they say Pitruha, or Parnesuha, or Asula Kenimus, or Asula Keraui, give her what she deserves. Lo Amar Klum, that doesn't mean anything.
What's Nimus?
Nimus is as per the appropriate law. But I mean, that may be, you know, I owe her clothing for Yontif. Mean, who knows what it means? So over there, it's not specifically a Lashon of Gerish and Tanarabonah. How about the Lashon of Shilchua? Now, Shilchua, of course, is a takeoff on the Pasuk. Vishilchami Beito. And he says Shavkua, but that also appears in the get. Igeret Shivukin. So, Shivuku, Shavkua. Terachu is also Teruchin, is the Lashon that we use, which is a Lashon in Aramaic. Sefer Teruchin. Sefer Teruchin is a Sefer Kritut. Cut off. So then he's basically using the language of the get itself, and therefore, arelo yikatvu v'yitnu. But, pitrua, parnasua, asula kanimus, asula kura'ui, lo'amaklum. Tanya Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan says, no, wait a minute. That's not so simple. How are you pronouncing that word? I mean, if you say patruha, dvarav kayamim, Patrua means fire, you know. Pitrua could mean she's got debts. Make sure they're paid off or whatever. So there's a difference between Patrua and Pitrua. So this would be get piturin. A get piturin is also a perfectly good language of Gerishin. Amar Rava, well, you know what? It depends where you live. Rabbi Natan lives in Bubba, okay? So over there, they're used to the distinguished between Aramaic. I mean, they speak half Aramaic, half Hebrew there, and they're used to the idea that patrua is not the mispronunciation of pitrua, and it means completely different things. So he is medayek between pitrua and patrua. Our Tana and Eretz Yisrael, they never pronounce things right anyway, you know. So he's a bar Eretz Yisrael, lo dayek. He's not medayek in the lotion of the Targum of to be mefater. Very cute.
Patrua is the opposite of
patrua. Well, panesua could mean, you know, let's start the child support. Yeah, basically. Iboilo, how about hotziua? You know, get her out of here. Is that a good lashon? Or azvua mahu? Or hatirua mahu? Hanichuo mahu? Ho'ilula, help the poor girl, have you, please. Mahu. Asula kedat, you know, do according to the good Jewish law. Well, I can only answer one of these. I mean, I don't know the rest, but Pshot Miyachoda. We said, the Tanya, Asula Kedat, Asula Kenimus, Asula Kera'uila, I could mean anything. And therefore, Lo Amar Klum, it's not a specifically clear definition of the Shlichus. Dav Samach Hei. Moti Rebav, Ma'arivina Ma'asya Sheni, Ketzad Omer Adam Levno Bito HaGidolim Lavdo V'Shivchato HaIvrim, Hei Lechem Ma'ot HaLalo, Ufdu Behem Ma'asya Sheni Ze. Now, I ask you, says Rebav, HaShivcha Yechidami, Ida Ad Yashtei Sarot, Ma'i Bo'igabe, Ela Lavdo Lo Ad Yabe Sarot, and nonetheless, she could be Mezake him in her opinion of his Meiser. Ha'kamai Eskinan B'ma'asya B'zman HaZed Rabbonan. What? Oma Ivriya B'zman HaZed. Mika, Votanya. Ain ever Ivri Noheg, Ella Bizbancha Yova Noheg. Ella Batsiche no Nakuv. Fine, so it's Drabon. Omarova. Shalosh Midot Pikatan. So, Tsur Vizokoa goes Vidotlo, we said Zokhalats when Zokhlacher. Kedegna Bikitana, she could be Mikateshet Lemiun. Older than that, the next stage is the Pu'utot. Their mikran mekach on their lemonade stage, memkran memkar, but only be metaltum. Kinegan bitana, she could be mitkarejet even be kidushay aviyah, because she's yodat to shmar kita. Igialo not the darim, nidrehem neder, egdeshan hegdash, and then kinegan bitana, is she could even be choletzet either because she's 12, or because even though she's only 11, she was maybe simanim, according to Rashi, and toksman kila achuzman. Willing carbon, if say Aviv, that requires a Yorish to be Ben Esrim, to sell proper. Kitana Shamra Yitkabeli Giti, Enoget, Achiagia Getli Ada, the Fichachim Ratsa, Baalach Zor Yachzor, Shein Katan, Ose Shriya, Vimamarlo Avia, Tsevit Kabeli Giti, Gita, Imratsalach Zor Lo Yachzor. Homer Tinget Zeli Ishti Bemokum Ploni, Venet Nola Bemokum Acher, Pasul. Harei b'makom ploni v'natono b'makom acher kasher. Ha'yishar shamra itkabeli giti b'makom ploni v'kibula b'makom acher pasul. Rabbi Elazar makshir. Aveli giti b'makom ploni v'vila b'makom acher kasher. Rabbi Elazar. Maishna reishet alok polig, maishna sevet apolig. Ihu demidaite megarish kopi. Ihi de ba'al korchar mitkareshet. We assume mar emakom hilo. Aveli gitiv ochelot betruma ad sheyagia get liyada. Hitkabeli giti asra lecho betruma miyad. Hitkabeli giti b'makom ploni ochelot betruma ad sheyagia get l'oto makom. Rabbi Elazar oser miyad. What, you're saying that the gita miyahave? You just said before I'm a great shalom have a gita at all. Letzricha do amrla hitkabeli giti b'mata mechasya, and you'll probably find him in the bar down in Bava. Mishka, wherever you can find them, Mamzer, find them. And call Echad Mashkachat and Shaklamine, but the Gita lo have ad matit lamat machasya. Rabbi Elazar oser miyad pshita, Hamar Makomilo, he already said, ah, but Zrichat Amale Zil and Mizrach, and he went in the totally opposite direction, because he's Item in Mizrach, he goes Lamarab. So Ma the Tema, she can rely on the fact that he ain't going to find him in the Marab, or Lete. Maybe at the airport on his way to Rome, even though she said the guy is in Timbuktu, maybe they bumped into each other changing flights. So, according to Rabbanan, they hold Kpeda. Rabbi Elazar says, Maramokamo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Rabbanan don't hold of Kpeda if we're not talking about a get isho. Why should we just naturally assume it's Kpeda? On the contrary. But if it's B'shalo, it's not a problem. If it's B'shal Chavero, there's no right for him to make a Shliya. Omer le Abaye velahodetani omer le Shlucha Revli b'migdal, v'revlo b'shovach, or b'shovach, v'revlo b'migdal. We're over there, we find exactly the same. Two bright, Tanya Chad Eruv Eruv, Tanya Yidach Ein Eruv Eruv. Now what's Rabbi Yossi going to say about that? I mean, there you can't start talking about it. He doesn't have for shus on that. It's the other guy's thing. Ma'ish lo v'shal Chavero ikata. No, it's talking about Ika Peri de Migdal, or Peri de Shovach. Haomer kitvu getu tnulishti, or gershua, or kitvu igeretu tnula. In all these cases, reilu yichtavu v'yitnu. But if he says bitua, panasua, asulak nimus, asulak ra'ui, lo amar klum. They might mean just beat her up. Tanraban. Shokua, shifkua, terakua. These are lishonot of gerish that appear in the get itself. And arelu yichdevu liyatun. Whereas patrua, panasua, asulak nimus, asulak ra'ui, lo amar klum. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, now. It depends. Patrua, dvorav kayamim. Pitrua, lo amar klum. Oh, my Rav, it's all very nice. Rabbi Natan is a Bavla. He can be Madaik between Pitrua and Patrua. Our time is a Bar Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's where we find the Lashon just written Pat without a Yud. We don't know. Pat, Pete, whatever. But he's really not Madaik. How about Hotziua Mao, Azvua Mao, Hatirua Mao, Anichua Mao, Ho'ilua Mao, Asula Kedat Mao? Well, Shot Miachoda. Tatanya Asula Kedat. Asulak nimus, asulak ra'ui, lo amar klum.